advancing into the second hour of the program, and we are talking about the, I guess we should call it the dulled edge of technology. Definitely not the cutting edge. We're talking old tech. What's still out there? What is it that we'd be shocked to find out that people are still buying as far as old tech is concerned? We're reading a story from the New York Times about older immigrants being really loving towards that the old VHS cassette, so much to the point where video stores in certain parts of the city have still 30% of sales coming from, and rental fees coming from people who are renting and buying video cassettes.
I wonder how much of those fees are from people that did not rewind the video.
Yeah. Be kind, rewind.
Yes.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We're on with self-professed old tech fanatic Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and we continue the conversation from last hour. Go ahead, Michael.
So when you played that Freedom Fiends bump in the break on the LRN feed, did you play that from a cart?
No.
You've been in radio long enough to remember carts, right?
Yes, we used carts, but I never used a reel-to-reel. Daryl did, though.
Yeah, I was actually trained on reel-to-reel machines, even reel-to-reel splicing. I'm 34.
34, okay. Yeah, I'm 48, and I've, like, it's been a really neat time to be alive because there's probably been, well, there has been more technological innovation in my lifetime that I've got to see and play with, and let's see. Okay, I remember mimeograph machines. They had them in my school. I remember film strips, which were little, like, carts that played a rotating film.
I remember that. They had, like, a cassette that went along with it, and then you'd have to hit the play button on the cassette at the same time as you'd start the film strip.
Yes.
When I was in school, they had a record. It was before cassettes that would go with the film strip.
Like, wow.
An actual record with a record player. I started making films on Super 8 film in 1979 when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded 13 records. 12 of them have been recorded on multi-track tape. You know, everything from 4-track cassette, Porta Studios, to 24-track 2-inch tape in a big studio. The biggest thing that I'm going back to now is tube preamps. I'm really digging tube preamps. Nima and I both use them on the Freedom Fiends. And, you know, we're using digital technology and everything else. But there are two preamps. You just cannot get the quality of sound, you know, the warmth that you get from a two preamp with any kind of computer simulation. It's the one, there's so much random nature in it that computers just can't do it.
Hmm. I don't even know what that is. I mean, I know what tubes are, but I'm not, you're talking about for audio?
Yeah. Like, you know, you have that great piece of rack mount equipment. What is it?
We have microphone processors for each mic in the studio. Is that what we're talking about here?
That's probably solid state, but we use stuff like that that's got tubes in it.
Interesting. Vacuum tubes.
Yeah, vacuum tubes are still being processed. And I just, for fun, decided that I would Google 110 camera. Do you remember the 110s?
The 110. What is that? No. It sounds familiar.
I remember the Polaroid Land camera.
Okay, no, the 110 actually was put out by Kodak.
Right? It's 127. It took flash cubes. I'm looking at it now.
No, it's a miniature version of Kodak's 126 film.
Okay.
And there's actually a company that is now reproducing 110 cameras.
Because Kodak doesn't make film cameras
anymore. Flash cube on top of it. Those things I was talking about that you'd use for, you know, to flash. To illuminate the thing you're taking a picture of.
Yeah. No, the Kodak does not make cameras anymore. Am I correct about that?
Kodak
just sues people for patent violations now.
Hmm. Did they stop making digital cameras?
Kodak actually pretty much ceased most of their business activity recently.
People for copyright, for patent infringement and licensing things to people.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So what else did you what would be surprised, though? I mean, you're kind of going through more of a list of stuff you experienced, Michael Dean. Are there things that are out there still today that people are purchasing that we'd be surprised to hear about?
There are still a few studios that are purists that record onto multi-track tape, but nobody makes it anymore, so they have to reuse it, and it's like they sell it on eBay used, like from other people's projects, and you just erase it and record over it. That's one I can think of.
Erase it with magnet?
I don't know a guy that's got a car that takes, you know, lead gas, and he has to add lead additives to it. You know, it's a 30-year-old Ford Econoline step fan.
But
it's probably
illegal
to do that, but he does it.
All right, Michael, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Paul. He's listening in Arizona. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. You know, still looking to hear, by the way, turn down your radio in the background, if you would, please. Still looking to hear of something that's relatively, you know, used by people today that we'd be surprised about. Go ahead.
Well, hi. Yeah, I'm Paul. I moved from California to Arizona, so I'm one state closer to New Hampshire.
Just barely.
Discussion on old technology. I just moved a bunch of stuff. Yes, I've got the open reel decks, and I've got the cassette decks. I've got 8-track tapes, which I can no longer play. I had a thing that recorded those once. But I unearthed a couple of machines which were the first commercially available home video cassette players and recorders, something called Cartravision.
I am not familiar with Cartravision.
Yeah, it was before Beta, it was before VHS, it was the early 70s, and it was manufactured by a small company out in California, and it utilized I could get all geeky on you and say that it recorded 20 fields per second out of 60, and the picture was kind of strange, but it was color, and it was a cartridge you stuck in, and they were sold as a console, so there were no standalone players. So what I have is like a couple of chassis with no covers on them. Also, I've got something that goes way back, a wire recorder, which they used to use back in the 40s, recorded on spools of very thin steel wire.
This is like an on-air version of an old junk store. There's a store in downtown Keene where...
Oh, the Hi-Fi.
The Hi-Fi place. Have you been in... You know, I told you about it, right? But
you told me about it.
Right. So there's this store in downtown Keene where this guy, and I haven't been in years, but when I first moved here, Mark and I were just walking around downtown, and we just went in there to see what it was. And, you know, it's supposedly a Hi-Fi repair place, sales and repair place. But you walk in, and you're walking into what appears to be a pack rat's den. It's just piles of stuff everywhere in no sort of organized manner. There's no floor space in which one could go and look at some sort of display units or anything like that. And it's just mind-boggling how the guy even pays his rent. I mean, he must be grandfathered in at some old rent rate or something like that, because I can't imagine there are any significant amount of people coming in and bringing him VHS decks or DVD players to repair, especially when you can go and buy a new DVD player for $20.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go back in there, and it's just like this throwback to all this old tech. I didn't mean to sidetrack you there from reminiscing, Paul. Go ahead.
No, but it's interesting you bring that up. There's a place out in California on San Fernando Road called Apex Electronics. It's this huge place. It's been there forever. And it's just like you described, except not only is it VHS video decks, it's old electronic parts from everywhere, from old rotary switches to they have broadcast Beta decks. I mean, it's just this insane graveyard of technology from radio, radar.
But yet some sort of business is being done, right? Like somebody's buying or selling things there because they're paying the rent.
Yeah. Oh, no, they've been there for years.
Yeah.
And I walked in there. I wanted to show my friend Athena the place, and I literally walked in the front door, and it looked just the way it did 20 years ago.
Thanks, Paul, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Still no real answers, though, to my question.
Floppy disks.
Floppy disks? Are they still being manufactured?
Yes.
Really? That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I still have floppy disk drives. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says, let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you here tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of archives, by the way. They go way back, all the way to 2006. And beyond now, we just this week re-released the original two seasons of Free Talk Live. So from back in 2002 to 2004, You can listen to every single episode that Free Talk Live made back then, except for a couple that just didn't get recorded due to technical difficulties. Pretty much got them all down.
Real machine not working that day.
No, I was actually recording them off the air. So I was recording from a receiver at my house at that time. And then I would start the recording before I left, and then I would stop the recording when I came back. And every now and then, you know, like the computer would crash or a power failure would happen or something like that. So we missed a couple episodes because of that. And those episodes are available now over at archives.freetalklive.com. They are in torrent form, so you have to have a torrent client like uTorrent, for instance, to download these. Because they're a little more obscure. I mean, this is old school. It's going back. It's a throwback. It's going to be a little bit more difficult for you to get your hands on them. We didn't upload them to SoundCloud for a variety of different reasons, but if you want them, they're there for you. And if you enjoy that, then by all means, feel free to contribute to the Free Talk Live AMP program, which we'll tell you about later. And right now, I want to tell you about SACL CAI. Some things that are old you definitely don't want anything to do with, like old accounts that you can't collect on. SACL CAI can handle that for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Now, SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's SACL CAI. Their banner is, by the way, right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. So I'd ask the question about old technology, which is kind of where we've gone off on quite a tangent here tonight, talking about old tech that's still in use today. What would we be surprised to hear that people are still purchasing and actively seeking and using today? And, you know, we haven't really gotten any answers by phone, but folks are answering on Twitter and Facebook, and there's some good ones here. Gavin Deller on Facebook says, dot matrix printers. And he's absolutely right. There are still businesses and especially government agencies that are still using dot matrix printers.
I was in an art museum down in San Antonio, and one of the pieces on display, it was what they call it, you know, mixed media.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff was done using a dot matrix, and then it was colored in.
You can still find it every now and then. You'll be at some agency, and then they'll hand you a printout, and it's got those holes on the side.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's coming from a dot matrix printer. They don't make them like that anymore, but apparently they still do for old tech. And that's one of the problems with, you know, government is government doesn't upgrade its systems. And same thing with old industry, too. I mean, old industry that's...
Airlines actually still use dot matrix.
Is that right? Because you used to work in a baggage?
I worked for an airline. I would... was baggage handler, then customer service agent.
Right. It's one of those things where your business, it works fine how it is. Why bother hiring programmers or industry consultants to come in and rework your whole system just so you can move to inkjet or you know, laser printer?
Yeah.
So another one here, Thomas Pacheco says, CDs and fax machines. CDs, not quite... I don't know. CDs are old tech, but they, you know, there are still music stores. They're still being sold. They're still, I think CDs besides MP3 and digital delivery, CDs are still the other way to listen to music, don't you think?
For the most part.
Home telephone, says Brett Perry. That's another one. A lot of people are moving to cell phones today. Home phones are more difficult to find than ever. I was looking to buy an office phone. And it's, you know, you go to Walmart, there's one choice. You don't get a bunch of different options anymore like you used to. I mean, I remember working the electronics department at the big Kmart in the 90s. There were plenty of phones to choose from there. Of course, cordless and corded varieties. And now, good luck finding any selection.
Have you seen the handset that plugs into the smartphone?
I've seen that. Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. Like the one that looks like an old rotary dial, kind of, or just you mean like an old?
It's just,
but it looks like the handset from like a rotary dial phone. Other suggestions here,
blankets.
Yeah, from Jay Freeville. I don't know about that one. The Daniel Freeman Koenig says the state. That's cute. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Gary listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Nima mentioned briefly vacuum tubes. You said a vacuum tube preamp.
That was Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends.
Okay. Well, one of those guys. One of those teams. They still manufacture vacuum tubes in Russia. I don't know about the U.S., but they are highly, highly coveted for guitar amplifiers. And a lot of, you know, big-time mainstream musicians use them still. Like you said, there's some kind of, like, complexity. There's, like, harmonics that it generates that are not, they're kind of unplanned. They just kind of, the way you pick it, the way you play it, whatever you put in kind of gets a different sound out of it. And they've come real close. They do have, there's manufacturers that have tube sounding amps, but really, they really haven't quite completely ever reproduced the vacuum tube amplifier. And it's, they're awesome.
So it's the imperfections in the old tech that people are seeking.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons a lot of people like records is because the white noise, the pops and the crackle that you hear.
Yeah, I guess some people, you know, they just, the new and spangly does not excite them. But, you know, like what I've got pulled up here is a New York Times article where they're talking about VHS and how some independent and low-budget horror films are being released on VHS. This was published about a year ago. And there's one guy here quoted, Josh Schaefer, who's the founder of horror magazine Lunch Meat, says, I enjoy the aesthetics of VHS. I like putting it in the VCR and rewinding and pausing and fast-forwarding. It's an experience nobody gets to do anymore because they consider VHS dead. And isn't that masochistic to some extent?
Yeah.
I mean, who besides somebody who enjoys torture would want to rewind a tape?
Oh, and just a quick Google search for vacuum tubes. I came across, there's a website that claims to have 5,000 different vacuum tubes in stock.
Go ahead, Gary.
I think there's like a life cycle. There's like shiny, new, state-of-the-art, and then it gets discarded because there's something better. And then, then there's like campy. And then it goes from campy to antique. And I think people keep going back to that stuff. Like, have you ever watched that American Pickers show?
No, I don't really watch TV.
Why does anybody need an offset press, you know?
Great point. And why does anybody even
have any of them around anymore?
Yeah, that's interesting, you know, that campy. And I think that a lot of these technologies are definitely in the campy phase. Although I don't know if they will ever, you know, maybe some things that are campy won't ever reach antique because they'll just be so useless that nobody will ever want, you know, an old collection of cassette tapes someday. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Because antiques have to be more unique, don't they, for people to really be into them? I don't know. I'm not into antiques. It's Free Talk Live. You tell me.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI to toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl Perry is here with us courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. That's somewhere you can go to get some liberty-oriented news coverage in both old-school print format as well as the new internet delivery methods. You've got a radio thing that you do, a news weekly news update.
Yes.
And you are also printing an anachronism. I mean, you're doing a newspaper.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Books and newspapers. Started off doing books and then put out a newsletter for a couple of years, and then a couple months ago turned that newsletter into a newspaper.
Like the CD, books, newspapers still have a fairly heavy installed user base. CDs are still out there. People are still buying them. Audio cassettes, on the other hand, not so much. We've been talking about old technology. We're going to continue with you and your calls here at 855-450-FREE. And I know, Daryl, you wanted to take this in a slightly different direction. Also want to let you know about BitInstant. We talked about Bitcoins earlier. Bitcoins are really interesting because you want to talk about new tech. Bitcoins, what did you say? It's the anniversary for Bitcoins
today? 2-year anniversary.
2-year anniversary. It feels like they've been around a little bit longer than that, but this is something worth looking into. You can go to weusecoins.org, learn about how it's a decentralized free market currency that actually allows you to completely be in control of your money. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to get started. You don't have to, you know, jump through any kind of regulatory hoops. It's not being issued by a corporation or a government or anything like that. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more. When you're ready to get your first Bitcoins, BitInstant.com can help you turn cash into Bitcoins at over a million locations in something like 30 countries. And they've got a bunch of different options for you. You can now even do it by a bank deposit online. So bidinstant.com is where you can go to learn more about the, those options and get your Bitcoins for the first time and second time and the third time. I've done it a bunch of times over at bidinstant.com. So 855-450-FREE. One of my questions was, what kind of old tech is still out there that we'd be surprised to hear that people are still using? We went through a few good ones like dot matrix printers, of course, audio cassettes. I guess there's a news story here out of The Guardian from, it's a little old now, 2010, where apparently some companies have gotten back into manufacturing audio cassettes. We can talk more about that here in a moment, but let's go and bring Bill on the air. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WXNT in Indy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for
Hey, Bill.
Talking.
Go ahead.
I don't know if this would qualify as electronics, but an old manual typewriter, I mean, I've got a couple of those. And
yeah, absolutely. Can you still get the ribbons for
that's
them?
That's the thing. I can't find the ribbon. I still
yeah,
have the ribbon in there.
In that case, I wouldn't say it qualifies. Then we're just talking about a tech junkyard as opposed to something that's still being, you know, purchased. There are still typewriter ribbons being manufactured, however.
Oh, that would be nice. I could probably still get them then if I wanted to send away for one, you think?
I imagine so. They're probably more expensive now, though, because of the lower demand. So technology has kind of a curve. If you look at if you look at the price of computer products, for instance, there's brand new computer products that cost a lot of money. And then there's kind of the mid-range products that are really cheap. And then on the back end of computer products, where if you're looking for older computer products, products that just aren't as valuable in the market anymore as far as their demand is concerned.
Texas Instrument something.
Or whatever. Or it could just be, you know, memory that was popular 5 years ago. It's going to be more expensive than the mid-range better products now.
So it's almost an inverse bell curve.
Right, right. And that's how technology works. So as products become less popular in the world of tech, they get more expensive simply because, you know, it's just not in the interest of those businesses to manufacture typewriting. They're going to manufacture typewriter ribbons because there's still demand for them, but nowhere near as high of a demand, and so therefore they can't get the same kind of discounts for bulk manufacturing that they used to and that sort of thing.
I got he mentioned Texas Instruments. I got a couple of those that they would work, but they don't have the battery pack will no longer hold a charge. Is what it is. You know, they plug in the wall and You plug them in the wall about 3 hours or 8 hours, I forget the length of time, and then you get a charge, and you could carry them around, portable, you know, and use them for maybe 3 to 5 hours.
And what are we talking about here, calculators?
Yeah, calculators.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was actually thinking the old desktop Texas Instrument computers that had, you know, less than a megabyte of memory.
Oh, I'm just trying to envision a plug-in calculator right now.
Talking about a calculator. Yeah, when he said Texas Instruments, that jogged my memory that I got a couple of those.
So they had calculators with rechargeable batteries back in the day?
Yes.
I had one when I was a kid.
All I remember is the solar-powered ones.
That's a newfangled.
Yeah.
Right there.
Hey, I got an old adding machine that you plug in the wall and it uses
those I remember with the ticker tape on there.
You got it.
Hey, thanks, Bill, for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, let's go to 855-450-FREE, where David is on the line, also in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, David.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I've got something. If you ever went shopping in a grocery store in the 80s, you might remember this. And they still make them, believe it or not. I got this from my employer, so I'm not exactly sure how much it costs, but I do know there's one company that still makes them. We call it a Garvey gun. And do you remember this? This is like if you wanted to put prices on cans of soup, let's say.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you remember the sticker thing? You know, where they, there's a trigger and it would put the, you know, water or actually any color sticker.
Yep, I've used those before.
Right. Yeah, believe it or not, they still make those.
I believe that, sure.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things you almost never see anymore.
Industry equipment like that doesn't go away very fast because, again, you know, businesses that have done things one way are going to keep doing them that way until there's a real incentive for them to change how they do business, to take on whatever that increased cost is.
Such as not being able to find the rolls of stickers anymore.
Right, but those things are still going to be out there because, you know, there's still a value for a thrift store or something like that that doesn't need an electronic inventory system but still needs a quick way to put a price on a product.
Right, it's a real art form trying to load the thing. if you don't know what you're doing, it's really tricky. I have to do it maybe once a year, And it takes a while, but, you know, because that's one of, I think, one of the most overlooked inventions of the past 30 years is the barcode.
Mm.
Nobody really thinks about it, but it's all over the place.
Yeah, they're ubiquitous. And now we're starting to see them. But this is an old tech now, right? Barcode is old tech. It's being replaced by the QR code. There are some products that have both of them on them.
The 2D and the 3D barcode.
I have not seen a 3D barcode. What
does
that mean?
Well, it's called a 3D barcode. It's sort of the precursor to the QR code.
Huh.
Where instead of just going in a lot, I believe it's a circular.
Interesting. Yeah, you're going to have to pull that one up for me because I'm going to have to see what that looks like. But you are starting to see products with both the barcode, the old UPC code, the Universal Product Code, and also the new QR codes on them. And some of the point-of-purchase places like Walmart or wherever, I don't know who's compatible with it yet, but some of them can scan the new QR codes and pull up prices with those.
Okay, yeah, the 3D barcode, it actually looks a lot more like a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't have the little squares in the corners.
Oh,
you'll see these on postage.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they look almost exactly like a QR code.
You know, just slightly different than the QR.
So, anything else you want to share, David?
No, actually, now you've got me curious. Now, this QR code, I think you lost me somewhere.
Okay. See, we're talking too cutting edge here.
I mean, what is the advantage over the traditional barcode? I mean,
More information in a smaller place, I believe, is the answer.
And more versatile information. You can set up a QR code
for a website.
When you scan it with a smartphone, it takes you to a website.
Right. So, for instance, you'll see these. They're square codes. They are pixelated with black and white, so it's on-off, so it's digital, right? So what's happening is your phone is scanning that. It's looking at it. Lasers can also scan it, I believe, and pick up that information. And basically, it's a certain number of bits that's encoded in this picture. You'll see them on magazines. You'll see them in newspaper ads. Once you know what you're looking for, you'll see them everywhere. Just look for QR code on the internet, and I'm sure a bunch of them will come up. There's even websites that allow you to make your own, so you can put them on your own products. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited-time offer, so call now, 855-872-9368, 855-872-9368.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, throwback edition, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're throwing back in that we're discussing old technology. And what's still out there, shockingly, what is it that you'd be surprised to find out people are still using, like VHS cassette tapes? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, want to make sure that you know how to support Free Talk Live. Sure, you can still send us a check. That's something, right?
Yeah.
Checks are old tech. You can still send a check, but we'd prefer you do it online through amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month, and we'll take that $5 in and we'll invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the show. Radio's old tech, too, but it's a good old tech. It's an old tech that hasn't lost its edge. It hasn't lost its penetration, I guess. Radio is heavily penetrated in the marketplace. Most people still have, if you're driving around, most people still have a radio in their car. Whether they're using it or not is another question, and statistics show that most people still do use radios that drive at some point during their week. Like a super, super majority of people still use radio. Now, if radio has any problems, it's because it's got bad programming and that the FCC exists to prevent new upstarts and innovators from coming in and programming unique, fresh content. Radio's got its share of problems, but it's not really on the tech side. I mean, radio's a reliable product that still works. You turn that car on, it comes on. And it's still, internet's great, but it's not that way. You've got to pull up the internet radio. You've got to click, connect to whatever you're going to connect to, and then you got to wait for the buffering portion to pass, and then you'll get your audio. So long as you still have a solid internet signal, you don't lose any of the signal anywhere.
Well,
because,
and then there's also, instead of just buffering on your end, buffering from the transmission end.
That's true. Yep. So again, we're talking old tech here. 855-450-FREE gets you on the air, and we'll continue. I know you had somewhere else you wanted to go with this,
yeah,
Daryl, but there's still folks that want to tell us about, what might still be out there. Or we've kind of had a mix between people reminiscing about their old stuff that they still have, like old plug-in calculators that apparently you charged up with a battery pack so you could take it places. And that's before my time.
And actually, I didn't really want to, take it somewhere. Just sort of tweak it. Things that are still in use that you don't realize are old.
Meaning as you use them?
Staplers. Okay. Staplers have been around since the 1870s.
Right.
Hole punches.
Microwaves? I mean, microwaves
around,
old tech.
A loom. You know, weaving
looms. Sure, for weaving, yeah.
Screen printing has actually been around since, like, 900-something AD. It was used in Asia.
Yeah, if you've got more to add to that list, feel free to do it at 855-453. That's probably a really long list, though. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we have, I mean, if you want to look around you, I mean, some things have been upgraded somewhat over the years, but like windows, I mean, walls, we can really get down into
But, you know, like most people don't really think screen printing.
Yeah.
They think that's a relatively newer
electricity. that's
3D
old.
Printing has been around since the 80s.
Really? Now, that's a shocker, because that seems new.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it's now, 3D printing is now getting to the realm of being something you can own. I don't know what it cost back in the 1980s.
I have no clue.
But I imagine, like the old computers, it was probably as big as a room and cost as, you know, twice as much. So let's go to you and your thoughts and talk to Robert, listening in the shadow of the nation's capital. You're on Free Talk Live. How are you listening tonight, Robert?
Hi, folks. I'm listening to you guys on, they keep changing the number. I guess it's Galaxy 19 these days. But
okay, great. So you're actually listening via free-to-air. That's interesting. We hardly ever hear from people listening via free-to-air. And free-to-air is kind of old tech as well.
It's a habit.
Say what?
Crazy, wacky. There is a tremendously fun habit to scan satellites. There is crazy, wacky stuff up there waiting for you to watch.
Tell me about some of it.
I've seen... let's see, there's a very popular blonde sportscaster lady, and in a time between where she's supposed to be on camera, she was talking trash about her own show. Mm. I've seen the sports people are the worst. I've seen these women sportscasters talking about their history of conquests, shall we say.
Wow. now, what you're talking about...
war, it was really over the top. Because back then, we actually still had a feed of Saddam's TV station with his face floating in a heart over a bunch of guys dancing with AK-47s. So,
this is state TV.
Air is an amazing hobby.
So, yeah, you're talking about free-to-air satellite, which is one of the more obscure methods by which people can listen to Free Talk Live, as well as some of the other shows at LRN.FM, because LRN.FM has a channel up there, and it's basically my hobby, so I pay a bunch of money for this free-to-air access. And essentially what free-to-air is it's the satellite equivalent of what used to be free-to-air TV. You know, like you used to get the rabbit ears, and you could pull down a handful of local TV stations. Well, free-to-air satellite allows you to pull down literally, you know, hundreds of free television and radio stations. Now, most of it's junk you'll never want to watch, like a bunch of religious channels that are absolutely intolerable. But some of them are really bizarre, unusual international channels. That, like, there's the Nigerian Television Authority. If you want to watch Nigerian state TV in English, they've got that for you. You can watch, Chinese state TV. You can watch all kinds of...
Can I watch British Parliament?
No, that's not there. But there's all kinds of Middle Eastern stuff. It's mostly foreign language things. But what you were describing earlier, Robert, are what are called wild feeds, correct?
You'd probably call it backhauls, but it's like when the truck shows up at an event that's newsworthy and they crank up the big tower and point it at the sky, and the guys, you know, standing in the rain getting windblown during the hurricane, you get to see the parts of that conversation that don't make it onto the official news show.
Right, so they're basically transmitting unencrypted. So the Fox News, they show up on the scene, like you were saying, they start transmitting up to a satellite with their satellite truck,
and then someone grabs it.
Right,
sort of like that's how they got the Bill O'Reilly "We'll Do It Live"
exactly, where Bill O'Reilly curses and flips out. And I'd heard those were called wild feeds simply because you never know when and where they're going to show up.
The TV networks have blocks of them kind of predefined,
mm-hmm.
and so you know where, you just don't know when.
I see.
And sometimes you'll get events, like if there's a concert, and the only way they can get the concert from where it is to where it needs to be transmitted to the world, a lot of the time it's fiber now, and you can't see that, but if they use a satellite, sometimes you'll get to watch the raw concert while it's going on, which is kind of neat, including opera, it turns out.
That is an interesting hobby. So tell me, did you find Free Talk Live through your satellite dish, or did you find us online first and then sought us out there?
Oh, heavens no. I don't know that I would ever call myself card carrying, but I've been around the freedom oriented community for a long time, so I think I found out about you guys online quite soon.
All right, very good. Well, it's nice to know somebody out there is using the satellite feed that I pay hundreds of dollars a month to maintain, so I appreciate that. Anything else you want to share tonight, Robert?
Yeah, so I have a technology that continually amazes me. I mean, they do it for really good reasons, but if you want to know a sector that is probably the most amazingly conservative when it comes to upgrading stuff, general aviation is probably it. So I'm a pilot, and I fly little planes. And it may surprise you to know, since your cars have had electronic ignition for, 30 or 40 years now, that most general aviation airplanes still use a thing called a magneto, which is like the little generator on your bicycle you used to use to run the light when the wheels spun it, to actually run the spark plugs in the engines. And the reason is they're dumb simple, and they don't break that much, but it took battles to get electronic ignition into little airplanes, and most of them still don't have it. And one of the things that did was it made an entire control, the mixture control, just go away, because the computers can do that stuff faster than humans can.
Now, have you ever had to air start one of your aircraft?
Oh, God. In training.
That sounds scary. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Appreciate hearing
Thank
from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is on the way. You may call in about whatever's on your mind. Maybe you still have some old tech that is out there that you still want to reveal to the audience. Or you can bring up anything that you want to control. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.